In today's gospel, we hear Jesus summoned his 12 apostles and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Hello again. Have you ever noticed how the number 12 is so ubiquitous? There is the number 12 on a clock. 12 is the number of full lunations in a solar year, hence the number of months in a solar calendar. 12 is the number of signs in the Western and Chinese zodiac. The ancient Greeks projected that 12 Olympians are the principal gods of the pantheon, and they were preceded by 12 Titans. And Hercules carries out 12 labors. In the Bible, Ishmael, the firstborn son of Abraham, has 12 sons. And Jacob also has 12 sons, who are the progenitors of the 12 tribes of Israel. And in our Christian tradition, there is the 12 apostles. And notice, when Judas Iscariot is disgraced, a meeting is held in the Acts of the Apostles to add St. Matthias to complete the number 12 once more. And then in the book of Revelation, we find a numerical symbolism, as many of the numbers mentioned have 12 as a divisor. There's mention of woman interpreted as the people of Israel, the church and the Virgin Mary wearing a crown of 12 stars, representing each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Furthermore, there are 12,000 people sealed from each of the 12 tribes of Israel, making a total of 144,000, which is the square of 12 multiplied by 1,000. And so on this 12th day of July, I find it curious that both readings have references to the number 12. In the Gospel, we read how Jesus chose a group of 12 men to be his apostles. And as seen in the first reading, Jacob had 12 sons, and from them came the 12 tribes of Israel. Here are their names: Asher, Dan, Ephraim, Gad, Issachar, Manasseh, Naphtali, Reuben, Simeon, Zebulun, Judah, and Benjamin, and Joseph. Of course, these 12 sons were not always on the same page. In fact, as the reading relates, they tried to kill one of them, Joseph. Notice that during the past week, we have been wandering through the book of Genesis, where we have heard several stories of bizarre behavior and seemingly family dysfunctions. There was the story of Abraham and Isaac, whereby a father believed that God called him to kill his son. Only the last-minute efforts of an angel of God prevented Abraham from doing so. And then there was the stories of how Rebekah had her son Jacob disguise himself, leading his father Isaac to believe that he was bestowing a blessing on his oldest son Esau. Instead, it was actually Jacob. And today, folks, we hear from Genesis a continuation of the sibling rivalries of the 12 sons of Jacob. And we hear about Joseph, who is left dead down a cistern by his brothers. But as we have read in today's first reading, the tables have been turned, and Joseph, whose life was spared and fortune enhanced in Egypt, faces his assailants who do not recognize him. Joseph first imprisons him and then challenges him to own up to the truth of their betrayal and treachery toward him, their brother. And as we will hear in tomorrow's first reading from Genesis, Joseph reconciles with them. Below today's homily is a link leading to a scene from a movie depicting Joseph's encounter with his 11 brothers. Now, besides the 12 brothers and the 12 apostles, what I find unites today's reading from Genesis and the Gospel from Matthew is the psalm response theme, namely trust in God. Notice the response: Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. For Joseph's 11 brothers, they certainly needed not just their brothers' mercy, but also God's. And the apostles needed to learn to trust God, as they were called and led or sent forth by Jesus to proclaim the good news of hope and healing. Similarly, it is learning to trust God that the Spirit of Jesus Christ challenges us in our own distinct ways, in our own times. I'd like to conclude with a simple yet profound prayer of trust composed by the German theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who, while in a Nazi prison shortly before his execution in April of 1945, prayed, quote, "O God, early in the morning I cried to you. Help me to pray and to concentrate my thoughts on you. I cannot do this alone. In me there is darkness, but with you there is light. I am lonely, but you do not leave me. I am feeble in heart, but with you there is help. I am restless, but with you there is peace. In me there is bitterness, but with you there is patience. I do not understand your ways, but you know the way for me. Restore me to liberty, and enable me so to live now that I may answer before you and before you, Lord. Whatever this day may bring, your name be praised. Amen."